97.7 The Academy. You just listened to Typical by Mute Math. My name is Jane, and I'm here with...
Cadet First Class Nate Simrel.
Oh, very official. We love it.
Yes.
Nate is here to talk about the Political Science Department at the Academy. And I feel like everyone's heard of political science, but what does that even really mean or look like at the Academy?
Yeah, so poli-sci at the Academy is really important because obviously every military officer takes an oath to the Constitution. And so we have a duty and a responsibility to understand, especially in the United States, how our political system works. And so that's kind of what the Political Science Department teaches. So we talk about American government and politics. That's kind of the core class that we have. We also have classes on conflict resolution, international relations, diplomacy, regional classes. Basically, it's just looking at how the world works and how power is distributed throughout the world.
Now, would you say, as a political science major, seeing people graduate, that that's made them better officers?
I think so. I think having a good, well-rounded understanding of the oath that we take, of the Constitution, and of the nation that we're serving and the principles that we're serving actually does make people more dedicated to service.
Now, here's the real question. Do you have a class that maybe you feel is the most impactful or that you think has been impactful for other people?
Within the poli-sci department, I actually really liked the core poli-sci class.
Good.
I think it was restructured after I took it, but it basically gives a very introductory kind of overview of American politics as well as things like civil-military relations, which I think is very important for especially cadets to understand kind of how that works.
That is so good to hear. And everyone listening, if you want to know more about the Political Science Department, Nate's going to be around for the next 2 hours, so make sure you stay tuned. But back to the commercial-free music. Next up, we have James Crow by Mobley here on 97.7 The Academy. 97.7 The Academy. You just listened to Even Flow by Pearl Jam. My name is Jane, and I'm back with...
Nate.
And y'all, if you missed it, we just talked to Nate a little bit about what the Political Science Department looks like at the Academy. But now I have another question for you, Nate. I know you mentioned your favorite class, but outside of that, what do all of the other political science classes look like here at the Academy?
Sure. Yeah. So the class that I talked about was Poli-Sci 211, which is kind of our core class, which goes over key areas of American politics, civil-military relations, things like that. We also offer for our poli-sci majors, SOCSci 212, which is a core class for all poli-sci majors that goes over international relations theory, key subfields within international relations. It's a really fun class, and it's offered by some really great professors. And that's for non-poli-sci majors, you take SOCSci 311, but poli-sci majors take 212 instead.
Gotcha. So there's a different version of the core class for poli-sci majors.
Yeah, so it's a little bit more specific and it's more tuned in to people that are looking to continue researching in these kind of fields.
Within the political science department, do you have the opportunity to kind of like specialize or focus in any area, or do you have to take kind of a broad variety of classes?
Yeah, so you can actually specialize in international relations and American politics. I know are two areas that you can specialize in. We also have the American Studies minor, which a lot of poli-sci cadets will take if they want to focus more on American political systems. For example, you know, American elections, the American presidency, the Supreme Court, those are all also covered by the American Studies minor.
That is very cool. And it sounds very relevant with all of the kind of political things happening coming up very soon. And y'all keep sticking around because next up we have Adios by Johnny here on 97.7 The Academy. 97.7 The Academy. You just listened to one of my favorite songs, Burn the House Down by AJR. I'm Jane and I'm back with...
Nate.
Okay, so Nate, we've been talking a lot about all of the political science classes and kind of theory here at the Academy. But what kind of practical applications of that are there? Do you get to do research? Do you travel anywhere?
Yeah, so I've gone to one conference with the political science department. I got to go to West Point for a week, which was great. And then I've also been on two cadet summer research program trips over the summer to do research. Both of them were in D.C., but I had a great time at both.
What was your summer research like?
Yeah, so after my sophomore year, I got sent to the Pentagon, actually.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And I was in the office of the Secretary of the Air Force for International Affairs.
Holy cow. Oh my gosh, Nate, that is huge.
Yeah, it was awesome. And so I got to, so I'm a foreign area studies political science major. So earlier in my academy career, mm-hmm. I focused a lot more on international relations related stuff, especially around Africa. And I got to hang out with all of the Africa sort of foreign area officers in the Pentagon, talking to them, learning from them. Yeah, it was a great experience.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but if there's one takeaway from that experience or just any moment that really spoke to you, what would it be?
I think just that, especially as cadets, we should do everything that we can to sort of learn about the world and learn about other countries, learn about other militaries. I got to talk to a lot of, they're called attachés. They're like military diplomats from different countries. And it was really cool to learn about their security relationships with us and the way that they view the United States.
That is so amazing to hear. And y'all, I'm going to keep asking Nate about his experiences on the next break. But for now, up next, we have Synchronize by Milky Chance here on 97.7 The Academy. 97.7 The Academy. You just listened to Maybe by Sick Puppies. I'm Jane, and I'm back here with
Nate.
And Nate, you had mentioned that you went on two summer research projects. We talked about your first one at the Pentagon during the last break, which is super impressive, by the way. So what was your other summer research project?
Yeah, so this past summer, I spent 6 weeks in the Hudson Institute Political Studies Program.
Whoa.
So the Hudson Institute is it's a think tank based out of Washington, D.C. that's largely focused on foreign policy and security issues. So they obviously love cadets. And
true.
Every summer, they host a six-week sort of political studies intensive where they just put everybody in dorms. You go to classes taught by some of the best political theorists in the country and learn about mainly a lot of it is sort of the great books curriculum. So a lot of Plato, Aristotle, Jefferson,
whoa,
Lincoln. Yeah.
That is actually so cool. And now I have to ask, since you went to D.C. twice, I feel like that does make sense because, I don't know, maybe this is just a non-political science major talking. I feel like a lot of the political science kind of happenings and important things are in D.C. But are there maybe other areas that you send cadets to, or is it typically D.C.?
Yeah, so a lot of poli-sci upperclassmen go on CSERP in D.C., but I believe we sent one cadet to Hickam in Hawaii.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, to go to the Pacific Air Force HQ. And then we sent a couple of cadets to California to do some nuclear research. And I think they were talking about sending somebody to do some NATO stuff in Germany. I'm not sure if they sent anybody. But.
So once you all finish your summer programs, do you have an opportunity to kind of talk to each other about it and hear what it's like?
Yeah, so in D.C., I actually was able to meet up with a lot of the other poli-sci cadets sort of in the midst of our programs. And then after we get back, there's a lot of opportunities to speak kind of in the department in classes. And then they bring everyone back together at the beginning of the school year to kind of chat about our experiences.
That sounds like such a good time. And y'all keep sticking around. We've got some great music and more stories from Nate coming up. So you're going to want to hear those. But up next, we have Runaway Girl by Alice Merton. You're on 97.7 The Academy. 97.7 The Academy. You just listened to Like I Roll by Blackstone Cherry. My name is Jane, and I'm here with
Nate.
Now, Nate, we've been talking a lot about all of the summer research opportunities. Outside of that, do you kind of have a chance to maybe like present at conferences or travel to other colleges? What does that look like for you?
Yeah, so the poli-sci department offers a whole lot of conference opportunities to cadets. There's sort of a big three poli-sci conferences that we attend. The first one is the Student Conference on U.S. Affairs at West Point. We also have the Naval Academy Foreign Affairs Conference at Navy. And then there's one called SCONA that's at UT Austin, I believe.
Have you been to any of those?
I have only been to SCUSA at West Point. I'm trying to go to SCONA because I've heard that
one's
really
cool.
I really want to go to Texas, but I've been to West Point for that conference, and it was an awesome experience.
So kind of comparing and contrasting the political science department at West Point and the academy, do you think they're aligned with, you know, maybe similar like military mission and mindset, or are they kind of pretty diverse?
So the impression that I got when I was there is that they are pretty similar. They obviously both have a shared interest in things like civil-military relations, the cool thing with West Point is that obviously they have been around for much longer than the Air Force Academy has.
True.
And so their political science department has been doing the student conference on U.S. affairs, I believe, for longer than our academy has existed.
Oh, wow.
So they have a whole lot of history with their political science department that's super awesome to talk to people about.
Do you have like a favorite moment from the conference?
It was the fall of my sophomore year, and it was really fun just in general to be able to go out to West Point. It was a lot of, obviously, West Point cadets.
Mm-hmm.
I met a lot of Navy kids. And then there were a whole lot of students from civilian universities as well. So it was sort of my first experience meeting regular college students from civilian universities that are interested in the same kind of things, being able to compare and contrast what we're sort of taught, which I thought was very interesting.
That is so inspirational. Love to hear it. And y'all are going to want to stick around because next up, Nate and I are going to be talking about graduate school opportunities, which I hear are pretty good for the political science department. But up next, we have Ghosts Again by Depeche Mode here on 97.7 The Academy. 97.7 The Academy. You just listened to Baker Street by Foo Fighters. I'm Jane, and I'm back here with
Nate.
So, Nate, kind of to wrap up everything we've been talking about, all of this amazing research and opportunities through the political science department, what do you do with all this knowledge? What do the graduate school opportunities look like?
To be honest with you, Jane, the political science department might have the best graduate opportunities of any of the departments of the academy.
Really?
So we typically send around a third of all of our graduates.
That's a lot. Wow.
This past year, we sent over 10 political science class of 2024 graduates to get graduate degrees. And so that includes GSP, of course, and then also a lot of political science graduates are very competitive for national scholarships such as Truman or Marshall.
That's amazing. And now I know you mentioned GSP. Can you explain a little bit about that for people who are listening?
Yeah, of course. So it's called the Graduate Studies Program. To my knowledge, most, if not all, of the academic majors at USAFA offer it to cadets. For the political science department, it's basically they'll send you to go to graduate school. They'll give you a certain amount of funding on the condition that you come back and teach for the department in the future.
Are you trying to go to graduate school?
I am. I submitted my packet earlier this week, and I'm currently praying.
Do you have, like, a dream school? Are you allowed to go to any school?
So my top choices are, of course, all in the D.C. area.
Smart.
So mainly Georgetown and George Washington University are the two schools that I'm shooting for.
That is amazing. And I feel like with all of the people, I'm not even a political science major, but I've met so many poli sci majors who are like doing amazing things, and they all pretty much end up at really good graduate school. So fingers crossed for you, Nate. It looks like you're pretty set. I don't want to say it too solidified yet, but things are looking good.
Thank you, Jane.
Of course. But up next, we have Sick of You by Boy With Uke featuring Oliver Tree here on 97.7 The Academy. 97.7 The Academy. You just listened to Cuts You Up by Peter Murphy. My name is Jane, and I'm here with
Nate Simrell.
Nate is a special guest today. He's going to be talking to us about the political science department here at the Academy. He's had some really amazing experiences to share with you all, so make sure you stay tuned for the next 2 hours from 8 to 10 a.m. today. But anyways, up next, we have an amazing song, Too Much by Girl in Red, here on 97.7 The Academy. 97.7 The Academy. You just listened to Gave You Everything by Interrupters. My name is Jane, and I'm here with
Nate.
And we are so sad to tell you that this is the end of our 2 hours with you. It has been an absolute blast getting to share more about the political science department with you all. Hopefully you found it interesting, and if you did, definitely check out USAFA's website to learn more about the opportunities through the political science department. But anyways, we have some amazing commercial-free music coming up, so stick around. Up next, we have Bad Dream Baby by Hippocampus here on 97.7
The Academy.